One thing that has defined the Bush administration is a commitment to smaller government and a rollback of government regulations. But now, in the final 6 months of the administration, there's a reversal, at least when it comes to the economy. There are new government rules on mortgages, new limits on stock market investments. To talk about this shift, we call David Wessel. He's economics editor of the Wall Street Journal. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this a shift, or is this simply the government stepping in when it comes to the economy?
No, I think it's a shift. I think the pendulum had moved far in the way of letting the market take care of itself. Smart investors are better at policing abuses in the market than even the most well-intentioned regulators. And I think beginning around 9/11, when the role of government seemed to become more important, and then with the corporate scandals, there was a slight shift in the pendulum towards more government supervision of the market. And it's taken a big move in the last couple of weeks because of the mortgage and credit bust.
It's not just the Bush administration. It's also Democrats in Congress. So is this a bipartisan embrace of big government?
Yes, I think it is bipartisan, not completely. As you point out, it is remarkable that this is being pushed by a Republican conservative president. The Democrats always were a little more friendly towards regulation in the first place. I think also that some of the things that have happened have really shaken up some of the advocates of let the market take care of it. For instance, even conservative analysts say if the Federal Reserve is going to make available its credit directly to Goldman Sachs and Merrill Lynch and other investment banks, then they have to be more tightly supervised than they had been before.
And are we going to see more of this in these last months of the Bush administration?
Oh, I think we will. Congress is moving rather swiftly on a compromise on consumer product safety regulation. The changes in the mortgage market are going to require some new forms of supervision. The argument, it seems to me at the moment, is not whether, but how best to intensify the regulation, like it or not. And of course, it turns out to be popular with the public. The Wall Street Journal NBC poll finds that a decade ago, Americans overwhelmingly said they thought problems were better if the government stayed out of it. But in our recent polling, that's changed. And now a slight majority of people say the government needs to get more involved in problem solving, not less.
Now, does that mean you're going to see this in other industries? You know, consumer products, yes, trucking, airlines?
No, I think we're not going back to the 60s and 70s where there was a lot of rigid economic regulation of airlines and trucking and telephones and stuff like that. I think in those areas, Americans have gotten used to the idea that you have a choice, you have competition. And while there might be some new safety regulations from the FAA, I think that idea that markets work better when there's a lot of competition and the government doesn't do a very good job setting prices is still intact, at least for now.
What the Congress and the president have agreed on in fixing the economy, it is temporary, and they say that it's temporary. They'll revisit it. Does this mean that some of these other regulations will be relooked at as well?
Well, I think what happens at a time like this is the natural reaction of politicians and regulators say, oh, my God, we should have done something more. And sometimes they do, and they rush to judgment, and they do things that sometimes don't work very well. That actually happened some after the Great Depression. And sometimes they just spend so much time thinking about it that by the time the moment for decision comes, things look better. I don't think we really know, but I think what's really changed is it's very hard to make the case today that in financial markets, left to their own devices, they will sort things out without endangering the rest of the economy. And that's a pretty big mind shift that I think will inform regulation as we go forward.
Thank you very much.
A pleasure.
David Wessel is the economics editor of the Wall Street Journal.